It's 11:30 and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Greg Dalgetty with Amanda Persico and Daniela Payne. It's a refreshing 10 degrees outside and overcast. Here are the latest headlines. A police affidavit sheds light on the shooting of Jane Kreba. Environment Minister John Baird has announced the Conservatives' plans to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And Canadian Omar Khadr has been charged with murder. Now, our top story. According to a police affidavit, the shooting of Jane Kreba was set off by a run-in between rival groups. It's alleged that a number of youths from North York got into a scuffle with youth from Vaughan outside Toronto's Eaton Centre. Kreba was caught in the crossfire and died on Boxing Day 2005. Federal Environment Minister John Baird has announced the Conservatives' plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. He made the announcement in a press conference earlier this morning. The Conservatives say they will reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 20% by the year 2020. The plan will include a ban on inefficient light bulbs. Details of the plan were accidentally faxed to the Liberals yesterday. Once again, politics is made for strange bedfellows. The Conservatives and NDP banded together to defeat a Liberal motion to withdraw Canadian troops from Afghanistan by 2009. The NDP voted against the motion because they want Canadian troops to leave Afghanistan now. Police were called into City Hall yesterday to remove unruly protesters from the council chamber. Council decided to ban some taxi and limousine drivers from picking up fares at Toronto's Pearson International Airport. A number of dissenting limo drivers who were observing council in session caused a disturbance. Police removed five drivers from the chamber and cited them for trespassing. And this just in, some break.
This is a Centennial College Radio breaking news bulletin. Now, live to the newsroom.
This just in, Toronto police have called a news conference for 1 o'clock this afternoon to unveil details of a shooting that has involved Raptors star Chris Bosh. CTV News is reporting that a man thought to be Bosh was rushed to hospital early this morning after a fight outside a downtown nightclub. Witnesses told CTV they saw the Raptors basketball player fall and also heard loud noises near an after-hours club on Spadina near Front Street at about 4 a.m. The man was rushed to St. Michael's Hospital with what police say were life-threatening injuries. We'll have more on this story as it develops. It has taken almost 2 years, but the city is finally attempting to improve underprivileged areas across the GTA. In 2005, the Strong Neighborhoods Task Force report identified 13 areas considered at risk. Now, the city is beginning to implement its Neighborhood Action Plan. However, proposals from the city on how to improve these areas received criticism from community members who attended a forum at the East York Civic Center on February 13th. Travis Prasad has this story.
There are systemic issues that challenge our collective ability to improve.
Concerned residents and community activists raised their voices, challenging the City of Toronto over its Neighborhood Action Plan. The plan will provide new programs for the 13 identified at-risk neighborhoods. However, development worker Naga Ramalingham is unsure how the city will meet the needs of all the people.
We have a lot of plans and a lot of good programs with good intention, but the question is whether it is really reaching the diverse population of Toronto.
Beaches East Shore Councillor Janet Davis argues that residents aren't being informed of what's going on. She says they need to be included.
Nobody has really taken the time to come out and do a presentation like this to the residents of these neighborhoods and to say to them what their role is going to be, when are they going to be heard, how are they going to be supported in this process so that it truly is a neighborhood-driven process.
Chris Brillinger is the Director of Community Services for the City of Toronto. He welcomed the criticisms, recognizing the purpose of feedback and how it will help to provide better services for the city in the long run.
It's community engagement groups that continue to push us and say, it's all fine and good, the program responses you put in place, that's helpful, that's nice, but we've still got to deal with this, or we've still got to address that.
The next Neighborhood Action Forum is March 20th at the North York Civic Center. This is Travis Prasad for Centennial College Radio News.
That's the latest news, and now for Amanda Persico with sports.
Thanks, Greg, and hello, everybody. In light of recent news, I guess the win last night for the Raptors will be kept in memory. The Raptors played an emotionally charged game last night against the New Jersey Nets. Over 20,000 fans waving red flags showed up To support the boys at the ACC, the series must remain tied at one apiece. Parker's strong defense obliterated Vince Carter's presence on the court. Parker also led the team with 26 points. The next game is Friday at 7 in New Jersey. Another Raptor is celebrating another victory. Coach Sam Woolley is awarded Coach of the Year last night before last night's game. Mitchell took the six new Toronto players and the devastating Carter trade at the beginning of the season and turned them into potential playoff gold. He led the Raptors to 47 wins this season from a measly 27 in the two seasons prior. However, his term with the Raptors ends at the end of the season. There hasn't been any talk of re-signing the prize leader back to Toronto yet. Blue Jays' Roy Halladay pitched the full game, letting the Red Sox strike out. The Jays left Boston yesterday with a 10-3 victory. They play tonight at New York. The Jays lost their first three games of the roadshow to Baltimore. Their luck is changing. I guess the new goatee sported by Blue Jays general manager J.P. Riccardi actually works as the team's lucky charm. Will the prized NHL Cup return home to one of the two Canadian teams left in the playoffs? The next leg of the Stanley Cup playoffs starts tonight with the New York Rangers in Buffalo at 7 and the Vancouver Canucks in Anaheim at 10. The Sabres are trying to find a way to distract the Rangers by putting Sean Avery, the Thrasher, on the ice. Meanwhile, the Canucks try to retain their defensive wall that brought about a 3 shutouts last round. Now, from NHL to OHL, the St. Mike's Major slipped back to one game above 500 for the season after losing to the Windsor Spitfire. Here's Matt Smith with the report.
In OHL action yesterday, goalie Anthony Guadagnolo made 28 saves and centerman Brett Liscombe scored the game-winning goal as the Windsor Spitfires beat the St. Mike's Majors 3-2. Guadagnolo, who was recently acquired from the Ottawa 67s, put on quite a spectacle in yesterday's game. Majors coach Bud Stefanski was quite impressed with Guadagnolo's performance.
Their goaltender played well. I mean, there's no question. He came in here on the road and, you know, he shut the door on us.
Majors forward Tyler Donati, who added a goal and an assist for his team, also commented on the Spitfires' goaltender.
I think their goalie did play well tonight. We still need to capitalize. You know, we're going to come up against hot goaltenders every so often, and I think that we need to be able to bury our chances.
The Majors' leading scorer, Justin Donati, was missing in action and was likely the reason why the Majors came out short in the end. Coach Stefanski comments.
You take your leading scorer out of any game, it's going to hurt a team. So it's going to take its toll, and we just have to weather the storm. And Justin Donati will be back in 10 days. We have to get through next weekend on the road, and then go from there.
Wayne Rooney came to the rescue for Manchester United yesterday. In the first leg of the Champions League, Man U beat AC Milan 3-2 in injury time. Apparently, the well-rested Italians were no match for right-footed Rooney, even though Man U was missing 8 top players. Chelsea plays Liverpool tonight, and that's all from the world of sports. Stay tuned with us after the break when Danielle Payne has an entertaining view on Hollywood.
Hi, I'm Herman, one of Santa's helpers. Rudolph would have been here too, but he's getting the light bulb in his nose replaced right now. We're inviting you to Allison's Pet Center for the annual and spectacular Christmas sale. Every year, kids send letters to Santa asking for puppies and kittens, monkeys and mice. And to top it off, some ask for aquariums too. Can you imagine what the back of Santa's sleigh looks like? Come on, give Santa a break! I don't want to babysit all those animals and fishes until Christmas Eve. I want to go back to building dollhouses. Come to Allison's and save on household pets and presents for your pets. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. The sale starts on Saturday and runs through Christmas Eve. Allison's is located at the corner of Fulton and North Street in Petaluma. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from Allison's Pet Center.
Welcome back and hello, everyone. Will it be a teary-eyed breakup for Rosie O'Donnell and her View co-hosts? After a lot of speculation, O'Donnell has announced on this morning's episode of The View that she will be leaving her co-hosts, Barbara Walters, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and Joy Behar. ABC claimed that they are unable to agree on a contract with the outspoken host. She will leave the show in June. Heather Mills took her final spill yesterday on Dancing with the Stars. Fans were shocked when the judges eliminated Mills and partner Jonathan Roberts. During the past two competitions, Mills has fallen on her bottom. After she was kicked out of the competition, Mills took out a piece of paper and began to thank a slew of people. Mills later said she knew she would be the next competitor eliminated. Jonathan Rhys Meyers proved that it ain't easy playing a monarch. Meyers has checked himself into an alcohol treatment program after playing the part of Henry VIII in a dramatic miniseries, The Tudors. The actors Charles Laughton and Richard Burton have both played Henry VIII and have both battled alcoholism. The Tudors will be on air on CBC this fall. Who knew Jell-O could get you into such a sticky situation? Jell-O wrestling just isn't what it used to be. Nikki A. found this out the hard way. At a friend's birthday party, Nikki participated in a Jell-O wrestling match. It was all fun and games until a picture of Nikki and her wayward nipple appeared on various photo websites. Brierlee speaks to Nikki about her unwanted brush with notoriety.
It's not just celebrities who have to worry about unflattering photos. Pictures of Nikki taking part in a Jell-O wrestling match turned up on the internet. She found out the hard way how privacy is becoming a thing of the past.
A couple months back, my friend decided he was going to have an amazing 27th birthday bash. Actually, he might have been turning 28. And he decided he was going to have Jell-O wrestling.
Nikki decided to be adventurous and took part in the Jell-O wrestling.
So I decided to be a good friend and be the first victim along with another girl.
Nikki says there wasn't really anything sexual about the match.
I was doing it just for the experience of saying I could Jell-O wrestle so I could look back when I was older and say, yeah, when I was 24, I Jell-O wrestled.
Unbeknownst to Nikki, some sex did manage to creep into the match.
Someone actually managed to catch me popping out.
Nikki had no intention of being construed as a sexual object. And to make matters worse, the photos were put on the internet.
What bothered me was within the context of that one photo for that split second frame, I came across like a whore, basically.
Nikki tracked down the photographers and asked them to take the photos down.
He also apologized. The difference is he didn't even ask anybody's permission at all, whereas the original guy at least got permission from one. Not that that makes it that much better.
Nikki learned a tough and somewhat unfair lesson.
I can't blame anybody but myself because I should have realized going into this that there were going to be pictures taken. And I was aware that photos were being taken. I just didn't think that they were going to be posted on Flickr.
This is Brierlee for Radio Centennial College News.
That's it from the world of entertainment. Now back to Greg.
Thanks, Daniela Payne. Recapping our top stories, CTV reports Raptor All-Star Chris Bosh was shot at a nightclub early this morning. Reports say Bosh has life-threatening injuries. Toronto police say a scuffle between rival groups may have led to the death of Jane Kreba, and the Conservatives say they're ready to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions. That's it for the news. On behalf of all of us here at CCRN, thanks for listening and have a great summer.